Fifi, Fab and Byron.
Bread Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated.
101.9. This is the Fox.
We are able to say that now is the time to open up.
No more lockdown. We can go out again. To the shops, maybe to the pub. No more lockdown. We can go out again. No, and now it's time to open up.
Wow, how about that?
No more lockdown. We are free. Is it as of today, though, or was it yesterday?
Free. Midnight tonight.
Midnight tonight. Oh. Yeah. It's funny, though, even when you hear, like, one of the first things I heard was, you no longer have just four reasons to leave your house. Isn't that amazing that for the last, is it how many months? Three.
Eight. Felt like forever. There were two stages.
We haven't been able to leave your house.
It's been a long time.
The second one, when we were heartbroken, we had to go into it. The second one's gone for 111 days.
Yeah, the first one as well.
And do you think, though, it's funny, because when we went into it, we were told 6 weeks. Yeah. So you just go, come on, we can do 6 weeks. How did it creep out to about 3 months?
Yeah, it just kept creeping. He kept changing his mind. We've done well.
We have. And let's relive. If you missed it, let's hear Dan Andrews talk through the things we can now do.
I'm very pleased to be able to announce that from 11:59 p.m, Tuesday the 27th of October, all retail will open. Restaurants, hotels, cafes and bars, they will reopen as well. Indoor, there'll be a maximum of 20 people seated, with 10 people per space. Outdoor, a maximum of 50 people with one person per 2 square metres. Beauty, personal services and tattooing, provided you can wear a mask, will reopen.
Ooh. Yeah, get some tats, baby.
That's not top of my agenda.
Finally, Thief can get the sleeve she's always wanted.
Get
this
a dusty is, tat.
No.
Neck
no, do you know what one of the first things I really want to do is get a massage?
Yeah, me too.
I just want my shoulders rubbed. No, I don't want one of those.
Don't do that.
I just really
that
want
was a visual gesture that I'm glad we're just radio.
I just want a nice massage.
Yeah, I want
to. I want my eyebrows done too, actually.
I want to. Yeah, your eyebrows look all right.
I
don't need my eyebrows done. I've got the old man, like, they're bad.
If you've got Alex, she could do that.
That's a simple procedure at home.
Yeah, but, like, the look at my pop's bloody eyebrows. I'm like, whoa, in the morning, because you must, like, move around in your pillow. They're, like, poking out everywhere. I'm like, what's happening? Starting to get hair coming out my ears and stuff. It's awful. I need a real makeover. But I'm looking forward to a pot and a palmer, Boxy. Just going to the pub, just sitting down, having a pot and just thinking about everything, just
right.
Chewing the fat with a bowl
of peanuts. Who's with you at the pub?
Hopefully no one.
Sit by yourself, pot.
Because I can't talk to people at the moment.
I know, but you could do that at home. You could get a pot and a palmer at home.
No, but then you have to cook that stuff.
No, you get it ordered and then just sit out on your balcony.
There's a difference, Boxy, when you go to a pub and you're sitting at the bar, just a big nice slab of wood.
Yep.
Bit of red gum.
Yeah.
And you just go, a pot, thanks, and he pours it and that froth comes over the top and the water comes down the pot. You just look, it's cold.
Okay.
Cold.
Yeah,
and you sit there
and
look at the screen and you watch number one jump out of the box at that
time. Oh dear.
But
this is a problem.
What was the first thing you did? Did you book anywhere for lunch or dinner or no?
No. No, I didn't. Well, no, two reasons. One, because I've got kids, small kids, I'm already going to school and drop off.
Yeah.
And we've got sort of a bit of that routine back. Yeah. We go to parks because of play dates. So, and because I've got a baby, I can't go out at night. So I can't really enjoy restaurants. And even with a baby, you don't really enjoy the restaurant. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You've got, quick, can we eat so we can get out of here before she loses her mind.
Mm.
So that's not, I'm not looking forward to that. But also.
Well, I've got a baby too, and you've just made me think about all that stuff. I didn't think about that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Think about it. Until your child is about four, restaurants aren't
iPads,
a ball.
Okay. iPads. I rang straight up and it took me like 10 minutes to get through to the place I wanted to go. And I said, oh, can I, on the 8th, because that's when you can probably travel outside the 25K.
Yeah.
And they said, nope. I said, oh, probably the next, on the Sunday maybe. No. Well, the next Saturday. No, we're booked out. I said, booked out? I just got announced. Like, and she said, the phone hasn't stopped.
That's amazing.
So I'm in on the 29th for 6 for the family of November.
Isn't that amazing? Remember the days you could just book a restaurant on the day?
Like, do you know how excited I am about that? That's a month away.
Well, that's great.
You're going out for lunch in a month.
A bit later in the show, though, Fev. I know that would be one of your favourite restaurants, but we'll give other businesses.
No, I've never been there.
Okay, well, then that's even weirder. We will give other businesses the chance to plug themselves, the opportunity all through the morning, including restaurants. There'll be some restaurants booked out for months. There'll be others where, you know, a little bit of an extra push. We'll book them out as well. So we'll give you the chance to plug your business. We'll also be giving away all the different things we can do now. Think about all the things that are now possible. We're going to make those possible for you a bit later in the show. Now,
sounds very inviting.
Well, Fief won't be lining up for a restaurant, for example, but you'd love a massage.
Well, I love a massage, but there are things I was thinking about ringing yesterday, and then I thought, oh no, I'll never get in. Like, because that's the feeling right now is, oh no, everyone's going to be smashing these businesses.
Well, I thought because I rang so quick, I'd get in, but
no,
I was late to the party. I was Sandra Sully. Late.
We are able to say,
well, I just turned it off. Try it again.
To open up. No more lockdown. We can go out again to the shop.
This was the great answer. This was a brilliant answer. Doesn't matter what you think of the Premier, pro, anti, whatever. This was an exceptionally good answer to the first question he was asked after making the announcement. Check this out.
Can I confirm that what you're saying is that we can finally get back on the beers?
I don't know that I'll be drinking a beer tonight. I might get a little higher up the shelf.
He did too. Did you see his tweet? His
I
Instagram?
Did see that.
Nice scotch on
it was
the
a
rocks.
Nice, yeah, very nice. Starwood scotch.
Two glasses.
Interesting.
Also, they formed an interesting shape. Was that just me that noticed that?
What?
You looked at the two glasses and the bottle.
Mm.
Anyway, what are we doing now?
Anyway, we're going to open the phones and play.
I want to know.
Are you smarter than
101.9 The Fox?
Now, Fev, there was a big development, big news in your family yesterday.
Yeah, there was, Boxy. Big Ange Favola, the great one. He popped up on my Twitter feed. Now, I don't think Dad's tweeted for a long time. He does a few retweets, like retweets other people's content, but actually writing content. And I went back to Twitter and had a look. The last time was the 22nd of the 6th, 16.
2016. He's had a 4-year hiatus.
Yeah, without typing something, like without writing.
Yeah.
He wrote Queensland. That's all he wrote. So I'm assuming that was state of origin.
Oh, right.
And he's meant to write Queenslander. Meant to have the E and the R on the end. So he stuffed that one up. So that was the last time he tweeted. And then on Sunday night, I'm just looking at Twitter because I was getting involved because the rugby was on. And he just wrote, try. That was it. And then the next one, Storm try. I was like, Dad.
What?
And then he wrote, cop that, Gus. Try, Storm. He's on a rampage. He's done four in about 3 minutes.
He's really into
so
the
I think
tries.
He was bagging like Gus. Gus Gould.
He does cricket documentaries. Gus Gould, who was commentating.
Because I think that he might have been like copying some of my tweets because I got stuck into Gus as well.
Yeah.
I think the whole of Australia was getting stuck into Gus.
He's a bit one-eyed.
And then his last one was just Melbourne Storm Premiers 2020 with a Storm Premiership picture. So, Dad, all over Twitter.
Do you know what I'm interested in by that? Because now you've made me look. I've gone and looked at his. He doesn't tweet about the AFL. I'm interested in that.
He doesn't tweet about anything.
The grand final was on Saturday. Nothing.
I don't know.
The NRL grand final.
And the Queensland, which is the origin, which is strange.
Is he from Queensland?
No, God no.
But what's his affiliation to rugby league?
I don't know. I don't know what Ange thinks.
Can we find out what he thinks?
Oh, God.
Can we call him?
Let's ring him.
Happy to call him.
I'd love to ask him.
There's a bit of celebrity getting me out of here.
I'd love to find out why he's back on Twitter. Why does he not tweet about the AFL?
He wrote this. Hey, guys, please retweet to vote for Fev to stay in the jungle.
Oh, that's nice.
Because he wanted you to stay in the jungle.
I've never seen these.
Hopefully this works. I'm
I want to keep Brendan in the jungle.
Good morning, Morty Pipe. Angelo speaking.
Angie! Dad.
Angie?
Hello.
Dad.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What are you ringing on that number?
Oh, because I finished work early.
How come?
Tell him.
Oh, because we just got it off, which is great. I just sort of ring on the way home. What's going on?
Like all.
Hey, I saw you tweeting on the weekend. You're on air too, but you're on air.
Hey, Ange. stooge?
Yeah, I gathered that. Hello.
Sorry.
We're trying to stooge you, but Brian was having a heart attack.
Well, you've got to tell them they're on air. Now enjoy
Dad
yourself.
Dad wouldn't know the T's and C's. No, we're going to get them going for an hour. He had no idea.
And Fev tells us that you're back on Twitter. Welcome back.
Back on Twitter? Oh, well, it's only because of the NRL.
Well, why don't you tweet about the AFL, Ange? I thought you might have tweeted about the grand final.
I did a couple of times.
No, no, you didn't.
I know. I stayed out of that one.
You just said you tweeted. What the hell? No, what your tweets? Fascinated, and Fee was fascinated. You just said try, Storm try, cop that, Gus. Just
yeah. He's an idiot, that Gus guy. He's anti-Victorian.
He is, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's New South Wales through. He just hates Victoria. Can't help it because Victoria's the best.
Yes, absolutely. Well said, Ed.
Well said, and Twitter is his platform.
I didn't know how much you loved rugby leagues, and you're right, obviously a Storm fan.
Yeah. No, I followed the Storm one. Since it started.
Oh, that's
good.
Great.
On you. You're loyal.
That's really good.
Are you Storm through?
Of course. He's Storm's Victorian. Anything to do with Victoria, I'm through. That's the way it goes.
Through and through.
We love you on Twitter, Ange. We'd love to see you keep tweeting.
Okay, I will. For you, Steve.
Thank you.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, Ange Favola.
1019, The Fox.
I had a wonderful mum contact me yesterday and sent me a direct message. And she wrote to me, someone on Facebook is stealing all your pics, Fifi.
Oh.
All your photos of your girls and pretending to be you. This person is offering psychic readings. Just
psychic.
Wanted you to know because I was thrilled for a moment. So this wonderful woman who's notified me, she got excited and went, oh, Fifi's doing psychic readings. I'll get around that. And I found the page, and it's somebody who's they're mimicking my Facebook page,
yeah.
And then they've literally taken all the things I've posted over the last few months and posted them all. But then they then DM people. So this is a big warning: if you get a message from me, it's probably not from me if it says this. So Fifi. Oh, also I should point out it's Fifi apostrophe box.
Oh,
I don't have an apostrophe in there.
Right.
This is what I said apparently on this fake Facebook page.
I reckon that's, by the way, the apostrophe is the last of your problems right now.
Right.
I wrote this to some people yesterday. Register your name on my official website and get your free reading. Click here and then there's a link that you click. And I imagine when you click that, the hackers are going to get in and give you a virus. So please don't do that. Complete your registration correctly. And a happy reading from me. Don't forget to apply it in everyday life. And then I said this, may God bless you all. So I'm giving apparently free readings, psychic readings on Facebook.
Well, if anyone has ever listened to our show, they would believe that you could do that because you say you're a psychic.
That's it. Oh, well, I am quite psychic. See,
well, I think it might actually be you doing a bit on the
side.
No,
it's certainly not me. So I want to do that but please do not think I'm giving out any free readings. Do not click a link. I'm not someone that even knows how to do the copy and paste link.
Right.
So never click a link if I'm sent it to you. But I want to update you, Fev.
Mm-hmm.
I contacted Facebook. I did the right thing. I thought, well, I don't want people being duped and spending their money and also getting hacked because they've got clicked onto something they thought I'd given them. So I wrote to Facebook and I said, hi, just letting you know there's someone impersonating me and I wanted to report their page. So I got the message back from Facebook yesterday, the Facebook team. Hi, Fifi. Thanks for letting us know about something you think may go against our community standards. Reports like yours are an important part of making Facebook a safe and welcoming environment for everyone. In this case, we reviewed the profile you reported and found that it doesn't go against our community standards. Thanks, the Facebook team. Now, a couple of things. The Facebook team are so arrogant, they don't even allow you to reply to that message. There's no reply, and they just say, case closed.
Oh.
So I can't even respond to them and say, hang on, are you serious? You're fine with somebody getting people to click onto a link and then possibly having all their details hacked? I don't know how to contact Facebook. Facebook, if you're listening.
Ring Mark Zuckerberg.
Can you imagine? But What kind of, what, honestly, how can they say that that is not a breach of community standards? This person has ripped off all my photos, pretending to be me, and they're getting people to click on a link that is clearly hackers getting into all their personal information.
I just clicked the link.
You did not.
Don't give the computer a virus.
Hang on a second. You're in my personal account then.
No, Fifi Box apostrophe. You know what you said?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, don't click into that.
But I want a reading.
Okay. You've missed the point.
You've missed the whole, I'm not on there, and don't click the link. And also, PS, Facebook are so arrogant.
Do you want me to get real frustrated? Why don't you contact Facebook?
You can't. You can't.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Well, you just mentioned his name and people are madly pro or they have a few issues with the bloke, but, you know, you'd have to say, even impartially, who'd want Dan Andrews' job? And what a great answer this was to a question from the media, from a journo yesterday. This was the best answer. You got Fifi Fevan Byron here on The Fox after his announcement of the easing of restrictions. Here we go.
Can I confirm that what you're saying is that we can finally get back on the beers?
I don't know that I'll be drinking a beer tonight. I might go a little higher up the shelf.
Well done. Well done.
Good work.
We have so many other options now of things that we can do, and it's gone off on Instagram, Fifi Fev Byron. We're calling it our Open Melbourne menu, and basically it's the things that we can do now, and you get to choose what you'd like to do. So we'll give away more of those tomorrow. Have a good look at the menu, and that menu will keep changing. Some people want to do a spa. Some people want to go to the gym, restaurants, bars. It's all different.
Yes, it's whatever you want. We're going to pay for it. It's on us.
Yes, it's huge. It's Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram at 7:07.
Now, Boxy, speaking of Dan the Man's presser, where were you when you found out that we're going out of lockdown?
Do you know what? I was distracted. See, this is the problem. Because I now do these digital detoxes during the day.
I was going to say dating then, digital dating.
Hang on.
Did that nearly come out?
I put my phone down from about 11 detoxing, and I don't really pick it up again until 5 or 6. Yeah, I'm not kidding. I missed it all. I missed it all.
Well, I was at the park yesterday when it happened because I was just on Twitter. I was on WhatsApp and our boss Amanda said 3:15 presser.
Yes.
So I was at the park at the time and you would have missed that because you were detoxing or dating,
Sometimes people are trying to get in touch with you about work stuff at that time.
I know, but you've got to be able to walk away from your phone.
Cool. So I just picked up Lulu and waited, we've got a half an hour, we've got to wait to get Lenny, but the same school. So we went to the park. So running around the park and about 3:15, I've got on my phone and gone to Twitter, Channel 10 Live, they're doing it live. So I'm like, yes, the presser. I've got the volume on. Tobes is running around with Lulu and he says, we're out of lockdown. I went, woohoo! And a couple of the dads and the mums are going, oh, what's happened? I can hear that voice. And I said, yes, we're out of lockdown. And as I went to walk, I've sort of tripped over the seesaw thing and I've dropped my phone. And then I don't know where this kid gets it from, but my baby Toby went, oh,
and swore.
Yeah.
When you drop your phone.
Yeah.
Bear.
God. And all the dads laughed, and the mum looked at me like I was the worst father in the world.
So disappointing.
Red Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated. 101.9. This is The Fox.